joining his father in the family business. A few minutes with Ross Granley of Granley Family Air Shows. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. In yesterday's feature, I talked with Bud Granley, who's been performing aerobatics for nearly five decades. His son, Ross, followed his dad into service with the Royal Canadian Air Force, and eventually into performing at air shows, too. Today, we hear Ross's story. The first question, when did you first start working with your dad in the family business?
Well, I mean, actually, as a kid, because I was around it, helping, working on airplanes, pushing around, or helping him get to air shows, either through map reading or flying the airplane from the back of the Harvard, as we avoided horrible situations sometimes. But we always managed to make it, but that's really what started it. And then, but when I got out of the Air Force is when we actually started flying together. When I was in the Air Force, we did fly a couple air shows together, because I was on the Snowbirds, the demonstration team. So our paths crossed quite a number of times, just not in the same formation, however.
Yeah. Is the job of being a pilot on a military jet demo team as intense as it looks?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no question. I mean, the flying is spectacular, all right? The challenge is enormous. It's satisfying. It's thrilling. But mostly it's just tremendously satisfying. It is it's a hard place to get to. And when you're there, obviously it's a public relations work. So our job is to go out there and not just fly the airplanes and put on a display and demonstrate, and in my case, for Canada, and hopefully recruit. But it's also to go out and meet people and hopefully inspire them to aviation as well.
With general aviation having somewhat of a population decline over the last couple decades, do you feel that same mission now?
Oh, I do. I very much do. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I do this. There's always ego involved, right? Okay. Actually, it was a deal I made with the wife when I got out of the Air Force. I said, okay, I'll get out, but I've got to be able to do this too. Because I enjoy the challenge. I enjoy the demonstration. I enjoy people enjoying what we're doing. Our mission together is to do this absolutely safely. We don't want anybody to witness dangerous situations or be a party to it. And so for us, it's really about, for me, I love it for the young kids. I really enjoy meeting the young kids and hopefully inspiring them to not necessarily aviation, but challenging themselves to go beyond what their expectations are of themselves and go for it.
Now, tell me about the hardware. You're flying an older plane and kind of a, I guess it's like going to a NASCAR race and watching a minivan. tell us how you came to fly this plane at air shows.
Well, you know, this is a business, and it's a show business, and there's you need to find your own market in it. And you have to have your family support. And in my case, the family needs to be with me. And so how do I get the family there and have the airplane support me and demonstrate? And this became the airplane of choice. I mean, I'd flown a couple of them previously, and I said, well, an aerobatic airplane, it's 6.4 and minus 3.2 G. You can inverted spin it. You can tumble it with a couple people in it. It can carry a load of bags and people and cruise very comfortably in it. And then I still throw everybody out and go have a good time, either at an air show or just any old day. It's a great airplane.
Except if you break something, everybody walks home.
Well, that's the truth, too. But then you have support, though, as well. Yeah, the mutual support's there. Unfortunately, these are tough birds. I mean, things just don't really break on them unless somebody helps you break it.
I was going to say, you had a little incident where you... I always wondered where that expression, he blew my doors off, came from, and you demonstrated that.
I've found where that comes from, yeah. At a previous air show a couple weeks ago, an aircraft running up, when I wasn't around, was not aware of what his tail was doing, and it was close to damaging several airplanes, but he did damage mine and blew the door off.
Well, we hope that all works out. It looks like you got it put back together in good shape for this show. What lies ahead for you as an air show performer? Obviously, your dad, will at some point drop out of what the family business is now. Do you see yourself continuing as long as he has?
I would love to have the opportunity to fly until I'm not allowed to anymore, as long as he has. And as long as I do, I intend to fly air shows. I intend to have an airplane I can do, because for me, this is a release. Number one, just to be able to go out and do aerobatics or formation. It's a challenge, but I really do enjoy doing the air shows themselves, and it obviously it helps support the airplane as well. You know, so you can have an airplane that almost pays for itself.
More in a moment with air show performer Ross Granley. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option, from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed, comes standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking with third generation pilot and second generation airshow performer Ross Granley. As exciting as the business is, airshow performances rarely pay the bills for the performers. Almost everybody in the business has a day job too. What's yours?
I'm a pilot for United Airlines as well, and I've been there since 97, after I got out of the Canadian Air Force. I was in the Canadian Air Force for 12 years as well. So United is my main job, and this is my other main job. This is my great joy. Yeah.
So tell me the truth. Do you ever sit up there in the cockpit and maybe it's a red-eye flight and the air is perfectly calm and you want to show a couple hundred people a snap roll?
No, that has never come over me, and I don't think it ever will, actually. No, that's a completely different thing. No, that's not going to happen. I can't even put words to it.
Well, I have to ask you, because I'm involved in small aircraft. I'm actually building an experimental gyroplane, and people look at that, and some people consider that the ultimate stick and rudder experience. But it seems like a lot of airline pilots go out on weekends, and they want to get their hands on a Cub or even on a Champ or something that doesn't have a lot of performance. Is that part of what makes you do what you do? Is it getting too automated at your day job?
Well, I don't let it myself. I don't use the automation very much myself, because I'm afraid of going dumb. I'm afraid of losing my skills. So I feel that the automation is there for when you're really tired and the weather's really bad and you have to get there safely, and then that's when you use automation. Otherwise, I'm a pilot. I fly the airplane. I turn the stuff off and let the other guy keep himself happy.
Tell us about Canada and the U.S. and where you live now. Did you grow up mostly in Canada? And I know you live now in the Pacific Northwest of the U.S.
Actually, Northern North American. Dad joined United Airlines back in 65, I believe it was, and he moved us down to the States at that time. So I grew up mostly in the States, and I went back to the Air Force in Canada for that time. And once I got out, I came back down here, because initially I didn't have an airplane. He had the airplanes, so that was the deal. I'd go to where the toys were, and he had the toys.
So do you still feel, I know you mentioned that your job as a member of the demo team, you know, the Snowbirds, was to do marketing, essentially recruiting work for Canada's military. Do you still feel some heartstrings that straddle the border there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we do a lot of our shows actually in Canada, and I consider it home, and I consider this home. I mean, there's really no border there issue for me. But I have a tremendous connection still to the Canadian Air Force and my friends and family that are still up there. But I'm pulled both ways.
Well, we're glad that at least for part of the year it pulls you down here. It's a joy to watch you fly with your dad, and we hope you can keep doing it for a long time.
I would love to be able to keep doing it for a long time, and thank you very much for being here to support the show as well. It's a tremendous opportunity to be able to talk to you guys.
My guest today has been Ross Granley. Find out more about the Granley Family Air Shows at www.airshowpilot.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.